7. She goes to the lake to seek peace. She hears the soft ripples of the water calmly making promises to the shore. She feels the caress of the wind on her bare arms. She crosses them in front of her as she walks. Dusk stands in the doorway, barring night's path, and the reddish clouds resting on the horizon to the west mark a place not yet reached. She looks back eastward, half expecting the light trailing her to be an overeager dawn, but instead, it is the bite of arc-sodium and the lines of windows, lit only by the dull flicker of television screens within, giving her a gnawing feeling of recognition within. And that feeling comes again. I do not belong there. The water is clear enough during the daylight hours, but twilight makes its depth an uncertainty. She bends and brushes the back of her hand across its surface as one would a familiar cheek. She thinks of descending, stepping forward out of one gray shallow world into another, embraced by the comfort of cold escape. But the circles caused by her hand stretch outward, and the circles formed by her hand stretch inward, and that feeling comes again. I do not belong there. She stands and looks out across the lake, seeking peace. Her circumnavigation has run its course. Canadian geese take to the sky, but will never see Canada again. The breeze wraps its arms around her. She wraps her arms around herself, taking comfort in the chill. She smiles and says aloud, "I cannot stay here." A dog barks for her to awaken. She thinks, "I will go," after one moment more. I can go, given one moment more.